Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, and we always bring on fabulous guests. Tonight will be no exception. I always tell you that if you cannot listen live to this program, many of you can't, for various reasons, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and punch in on the search engine, Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. You'll get every single show that we have ever done. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can at WC Hoops. But let's not waste any more time here. Very special guest. And we have him on the second Tuesday of every month, and he does a fabulous job. We got a big listenership tonight, Dr. Dan Beeson of the Beeson Wellness Center, located in beautiful Selwood, the oldest neighborhood, Dr. Beeson, in the city of Portland, and it still keeps its charm.
Yes, and good evening, Greg.
How are you tonight?
Great. And I'm proud to say that my mother's side of the family was in Selwood in 1847.
Very good, man. I'll tell you. We didn't quite match that, but the Crawfords were in Selwood in 1950. I was born in Selwood, so... You know, it's a terrific place, a lot of great memories. Dr.
Yes.
Beeson, how are things going at the Wellness Center? And we know that you're always busy, but you're always interested in helping people. That's really what you're all about, which makes you terrific, helping people. Yes, it's a business, but first and foremost, you want to get people well and help them.
I sure do, and I just like to say that if anybody drives by our place. We just updated the building a little bit with a paint job and added some new colors to it. So you'll see a yellow door and some gray siding, and the bricks have been worked over and to make it look kind of a French European color. So we're real proud of our building again, which built in 1947, and we've held an ownership for 43 years and taken great care of.
And it certainly has withstood the test of time.
It has.
What makes it, we're going to talk a lot of medical things tonight, but regarding your building, obviously I've had a chance to be in it. It's just got a lot of charm, and I think anytime you're going in to see a doctor, there has to be a welcoming thing. You have to feel comfortable in your surroundings.
Well, the building is really nice, and when you enter in, you're going to come into the waiting room, which is beautiful, and then it's got a floor-to-ceiling windows that overlook Oaks Park towards the amusement park, and then a little bit more north, and you can see Ross Island and the city sitting over the top, and then we've got a north wing and I call it the south wing, which kind of points to the west. I'm in the west wing, the west-south wing with chiropractic, and the north wing is a naturopathic building and acupuncture and LMTs, licensed massage therapists. But I will say this, it's a lovely building, but you know what? It's people, it's my staff, and it's our doctors and our therapists that really get things hopping and get people feeling better and functioning better.
Very well said there at the end. Speaking of feeling better, unfortunately, we live in a city here, you and I, Portland, and it goes for any major city where we've got a lot of congestion, we got a lot of people, we got a lot of cars on the road, and sometimes those cars bang into each other. I would imagine you see a lot of people that have been in automobile accidents, and conversely, you probably don't see a lot of people that should see you that have been in an automobile accident?
Well, let me say this. Yes, you know, we average 3 to 4 people are involved in auto collisions per week. And then we get right after it. People say, well, I think I'll wait till I'm over the soreness a little bit before I get in and see the chiropractor. I'm going to tell you this. Get it into us as soon as you can, because when things get jammed and stuck, the faster we get them moving again, immediately the nervous system starts working better, the muscles start working better, and everything starts moving. When you are hit in a vehicular accident, in 1/5 of a second, your brain is already starting to make new proteins to start healing itself of a concussion or any kind of whiplash. And then if it's stuck, it shuts down the function, the blood flow to the neck, upper back, lower back, and things don't work as well. One of the most common symptoms with a injury to the neck from an automobile accident, you'll hear it all the time. You know, the next day I had a sore throat. Well, guess what? The whiplash caused the blood flow to shut down in and around the neck, and you already had enough bacteria in the environment, and they get a hold and take place, and you get that sore throat and a full infection going. So trauma to the body is tough. And I'll tell you this. We live in a dangerous environment when you look at the fact that about 33,000 people are killed a year in the United States. Now, we're pretty lucky in Oregon. Wyoming has a death rate per 100,000, or almost 28 per 100,000. We're down to about 8. And that's still not great. But just about 1946, we started having enough accidents to kill 30,000 a year. And by 1967, it was up to 55,000 a year. We were killing as many in auto accidents in 1 year as we lost, unfortunately, in 10 years of Vietnam. And then in 1968, they put in the seatbelt, and that started slowing the death rate down. We've gone down, clear down to about 32,000 per year. And the addition, another thing that's really helped safety-wise is the airbags went in 1998, mandatory. And then there's been this really crackdown on the use of alcohol, the abuse of alcohol while driving. So those have really cut down accidents. But, you know, 33,000 a year is just way too many. And it's we've just got to get people driving safer. So there's some tips to do, number one, in driving. That's give yourself a lot of space. You want to make sure your seat belt is on. We've got compliance now up to about 88% of the population wear their seat belts. And I know there's that old story. Well, I'd be dead if I had my seatbelt on because I got thrown out of the car and it saved my life when the train ran over my car. That's probably one in a million. You're much better off with a seatbelt on. And then you want your headrest within 1 inch of your head if you can at all times. So if you get rear-ended, your head doesn't go back, go whipping back. Those are a couple of safety things you want. And obviously right now we're starting to get a change in the weather and all this rain on the news. On that oily road, and that is very slippery out there. It'll be that way for about 30 days, and it kind of washes away.
Very good. Now, what is the most, is the whiplash, and perhaps we have a new term for that, is that the most common injury that you see of someone that's been, you know, in an automobile accident? And just as a layperson myself, man, that neck does so much with the body. It's you talk about critical body parts on here every month with us, but you know, the neck is, when you think about it, the neck's got a lot of responsibility in a person's body.
Oh, it sure does. Here's what happens: a lot of the patients I see, they get hurt badly, or they're being rear-ended. The car is driven. Somebody's driven their vehicle into the car they're sitting in. And what's really interesting is the more your car can collapse and cave in, the better off you do. But no one really realizes this, but your seat is actually what causes the whiplash to you. So some of the best seats are those that collapse a little bit. Bobo's made a good seat that collapses some when you're impacted. But the seat comes into you, it springs your thoracic or rib cage into a straighter position, jamming your upper rib cage into your neck, Your head goes back, it then goes forward, coming off the headrest, and then stopped by the seatbelt. And all that takes place in about one-fifth of a second. And then you'll see combination. I just had a patient the other day got rear-ended and driven into the car in front of them. So they had a one accident, and then within a half a second, they hit the car in front of them having another accident. Then you have the person that was the one that caused the rear-ending. And that they're a deceleration-type force. Their head's thrown forward, and unfortunately, it can hit the steering wheel. But with the new airbags deploying, that has slowed that down a whole lot. Although there's quite an impulse. Some people even get a whiplash from the airbag deploying because it's rapidly expanding with a they use actually a cartridge, very much like a gun cartridge, exploding and blowing up that balloon. So there's a lot of impact there too. So it's very important when you're driving, you have your hands at the best you can at the 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock positions, and so that if the airbag did deploy, it kind of knocks your hands away. You don't want to have them in front of you.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about the opposite of driving. Walking. This is a time of year in a lot of parts of the country, the northern half, where we start to see a little ice, even walking out to get in your car. People walking up a hill don't realize that grass can act like ice and you can slip on that. What's some common injuries that you see from people just slipping and falling because of weather related?
Well, the obvious one is if your feet go right up from underneath you on ice or something slippery and they go forward, you land on your bottom. If you land on your bottom, you have a probability of actually causing a compression fracture in your upper portion of your lower back or the lower part of your rib cage because there's a lot of compressive force coming together. And some people actually do that and go, wow, I hurt for a while, I hurt for a week or two. And the vertebrae actually change their shape. Our vertebrae are much like styrofoam. And if you crunch styrofoam, it squeezes in and then it just stays where you squeezed it to. And that'll happen with a vertebra. And it'll make it more wedge-shaped. And you see that patient down the road and their posture begins to change. It changes their balance. It changes the function of their brain. So landing on your bottom is not a good thing. And I even have I just warned a lady the other day who has a very bad old compression fracture, for God's sakes, on slippery slopes, whatever, do not fall on your bottom. Fall to your side. I'd rather have you land with your arm in your rib cage and be sore that way than to land and be paralyzed. So the worst thing to do is land on your bottom. The next, probably falling forward and catching yourself is a safer way to do it if you're agile, but you always run the risk of fracturing a hand or a wrist or an arm. So, you know, I warn my senior patients, use the handrail going up and down stairways, and survey your, you know, you hear the person walked out the first thing in the morning and slipped on their porch, so survey things well, look things over, and be smart when you're walking on into the colder weather now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, let's talk a little bit about something that I don't think we've talked about in the 7 great months that we've had you on, and they're just great shows. People tell me all the time they learn so much and they're excited about their health. We've talked about hands and wrists and arms and backs and necks and legs, but how about your fingers? You know, is there something that in chiropractic medicine that you work with to improve somebody's fingers? Because, boy, there's nothing worse than not being able to use your fingers.
Yes, that's true. You've got to have good function with your hands because your hands are what allow you to do all the actions you need to take care of yourself personally and do your job and do your sporting activities. And so if someone has slipped or fallen, I immediately go to the shoulder, elbow, wrist, and hand, and I correct every little joint that is stuck and fixated. And they don't have to be clear out a joint. Matter of fact, I even use the example, I'll take somebody's fingers and show them that they'll have a joint that's not functioning right by simply checking it and sliding it back into place, and they were unaware of even having that. And so arthritic hands can come about from some people use their hands like a hammer at work. They pound on things and knock things around. Don't do that. That's why we have tools. And fingers are precious. So we check fingers. We do a manipulation of them and get them all moving correctly in all their axes. They should rotate, flex, extend. And then we check the carpals. The carpals are very important because we have a tunnel there where the median nerve comes through and all your tendons to work the fingers on the ones that cause them to flex. And if that tunnel, if the carpals move out of their normal position, that tunnel becomes flat. So when people say, I have carpal tunnel problems, they actually have a carpal flat problem. And we put the tunnel back in by manipulating the wrist. Many times keep people away from surgery, the carpal tunnel surgery, because all the surgery is doing is releasing a little tendon, or a little crosses that tunnel and forms scar tissue. So hands and wrists can be adjusted and corrected, and then there's some good nutritional products to help you keep your cartilage and tendons healthy.
Dr. Beeson, we obviously live in an ever-changing world. One of the great things about you that I know factually is you're always going to classes trying to improve. I think our listeners, and we got a huge audience tonight, would kind of like to be interested in how much studying do you have to do personally, attending classes, reading material, keeping up with the latest techniques to keep people healthy?
Well, you know, our chiropractic profession was the first profession in the state of Oregon to require postgraduate continuing education. And I don't know if I can tell the exact, but I think it's up to 22 hours per year. And then they took us senior folks and reduced it a little bit. So I think I only need 6 or 8. But I just finished four classes in accident reconstruction, examination of injured vehicular collision folks, the med legal part of it, the whole trial, going to a trial and representing an injured person. And that was 80 hours this year. I average probably 300 hours a year in classes. I like to stay up on everything that I can. We're just recently put in a whole new way of measuring leg length and making sure we are correcting leg lengths to the nearest millimeter with either inside heel lifts in the shoe, or if it goes past 5 millimeters, to start building it on the outside of the shoe using our local cobblers. Because leg length is very important in having a balanced pelvis and a correctly functional spine. So, I probably get my 100 to 200 hours a year and every year. And then there's these wonderful things on the web where you can study at night and pick up the textbook. And then the internet is just a wealth of knowledge for me at this time. I can grab my phone and ask it a question, and I get a nice little thing to study and update myself on some particular thing.
Very good. We've got a question tonight. We've got several questions, but I'm going to take one because I think it's terrific, and it goes to what you're all about. It comes from Paula, and Paula wants to know, Paula says, I feel like I'm in very good health. Maybe I'm not. If I were to come to you, Dr. Beeson, what would I expect? And how often should somebody come in for, lack of a better word, she says, a tune-up?
Well, if someone's gone through corrective, if somebody's gone through corrective care, then most of my patients that have been with me long-term, I see monthly or every second month. Those are people that have been corrected, and you're just maintaining it. Now, to answer this lady's question, we actually have we kind of grade you when we do an exam. We give value to all the different things that we're doing with our exam, from your number one, hip to waist measurement. That's a health factor. Your diastolic blood pressure, the number of vertebrae misaligned or fixated. And we just go through a complete examination, and then we give you a total, and we'll give you whether you're an A, B, C, D. And some people come in, yes, and they get an F. And then we put them on a program to get them back up towards a B+ or an A-. And yes, it takes some work to get there. And so we have all kinds of programs to get people back in shape, even if they're asymptomatic. I'm just going to remind you that the spinal cord sits inside the spine. It is the brain. It's our second brain, but it runs the health of your primary brain and your skull. And so if your spinal cord and your spine are not functioning right, you don't have a healthy brain. If you don't have a healthy brain, your body's not as healthy as it should be. We kind of live or reside in or around our nervous system, and we want to keep that system as healthy as we can.
Dr. Beeson, I think it's safe to say that, and I want to get this out before I ask you this question. Every month I have people say, well, I want to listen to the program again, and I forget how to do it. Well, I'll tell you what, here's the deal. I'm going to post the link on the Beeson Wellness Center Facebook page tomorrow, and also I will tweet out the link on my Twitter feed at WC Hoops, and then I will put it on my LinkedIn tomorrow. And I know Dr. Beeson's going to let his patients know about the link. So there's a lot of ways that you can listen to the program again. My final question for you tonight, it's been a great show per usual, and thank you for that. Do you do seminars at the Wellness Center? Come in, and because I think we're in an era where, you know, people are doing more and more to get better with their health, and I know they really appreciate you, what you do for people's health.
Well, you know, Greg, for over 30 years, I gave a lecture on health every Wednesday night, and it's over a period of time, it just seemed like people got busier and busier and didn't want to attend it so much. I didn't want to make it mandatory. And I'm actually looking right now, working with some folks and putting my concepts, my ideas of health and wellness lectures probably on something that I would call it the YouTube, and yet I don't want to put it out to the whole world. So we might do a computerized YouTube-type educational seminars, and then they're either provided with a code to our patients and with the freedom of certainly giving them to their friends and relatives. And if there's certain ones, we will then put it out into these new medias where people can get to it. But I don't want to just I've looked at YouTube, and there's a lot of good things and a lot of bad things out there on YouTube. And so we're looking at doing that. I may go back to a Wednesday night lecture here soon on do one a month on auto accidents and one on the injuries to our extremities, elbows, fingers, hands, feet, knees, and et cetera. And then another couple on, I'm going to do one on, I think, on weight loss. We are just gearing up to put in a wonderful program. I'll be in class Saturday and Sunday on a weight loss management program that we'll be putting it in the clinic within the next 10 days.
That is terrific. And, of course, the give your phone number and your address out, please, because I know people always want to get in touch with you. I've got somebody that wants to get a hold of you. Of course, I've given them your information, and I'm proud to do that. I don't hold back in saying that I do that. I've done that with a couple other people, and we're going to keep rolling because I want people to be healthy. And you know, one thing, Dr. Beeson, you could probably attest to this. When people are healthy, they're in a much better mood. And I like dealing with people that are in a good mood.
That's certainly true. You know, if your body was really working well and really, you know, just purring like a little cat and happy, you're almost not aware that you have a body. It shouldn't hurt you. It shouldn't be painful to be in or around your body. And yet we've got people suffering. Oregon has one of the highest uses of all these medications that are opiate derivatives. And it's just really sad. Our senior population is being drugged to death. I'm going to be trying to meet with Senator Wyden real soon to try to see if we can't change the Medicare rules, regulations, and coverage. Our senior citizens have terrible coverage compared to the medical doctor. And here we are, a complete profession that restores function back to joints, muscles, the nervous system without medication and with no side effects. And so it's time that we really move our patients and our whole society back to trying to stay healthy and stay away from the need of drugs and surgery.
And your address and phone number.
Oh, I forgot that. My address for 43 years has been 7215 Southeast 13th Avenue, and we call it Selwood, but it's a Portland, Oregon zip code, 97202. And 13th Avenue, where we are, we overlook Oaks Bottom. We look right out our back windows and see the Ferris wheel, and we kind of look out in the center of the building, northwest, and see the Ross Island out in front of us in downtown Portland. And the crossroad right down from us is Bybee. So we're a lovely location. I ask anybody to come in and walk into that waiting room and take a view that we see. And Oaks Bottom is changing colors right now, so it's really beautiful.
And phone number.
That telephone number has been 503-238-7025.
Very good. Hey, great job tonight. So much information. We got out about, I think we got 11 questions in. Great info. If people want to get healthy, get a hold of Dr. Beeson. He's very personable. He'll work with you forever. And, he'll make you feel better, and that's what life is all about, feeling better. You want you certainly everybody wants to lead a long life, but more important, you want to lead a high quality of life, and he can certainly help you do that. Thank you, Dr. Beeson. Thank you, Beeson Wellness Center. We'll have all the info up tomorrow, how to listen to this program again, and Dr. Beeson will be back again the second Tuesday of the month of November. In the meantime, everybody have a great week. We'll be back on this program again next Tuesday night. And thanks for listening. And don't forget to make your 3-foot putts and your free throws. Good night, everyone.
Good night.